Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 today, verses 21 and 22. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 21 and 22. I love this verse, these verses actually. It is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us and who has also put his seal on us and given us his spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Paul's been defending himself and his companions, Silas and Timothy, and he's saying, look, our hearts are pure. We're right before God, and our hearts towards you were right. And not only that, it's God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us and also put his seal on us and given us his spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. He says, if you're in Christ, you just let the spirit of Christ talk to you. He'll show you that we're family. We're together. You're hearing the truth. Don't listen to the false teachers. Don't listen to the liars. The one within us, greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. And he will help you recognize the difference between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. But there's something here that I want to pull out and just encourage you all with. When we believe in Jesus and understand our sin and our need of what he did on the cross to cover us, and we receive his cleansing by faith, he seals us as his, and he comes to dwell in us and through us. Listen to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. It's going to sound real similar to what we just read here in 2 Corinthians 1. Paul says, in him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. When God seals you with his spirit, you are eternally sealed. He can't promise you eternal life if you can lose it. It's not eternal if it can be lost. But for those who are sealed by his spirit, that's the difference. For those who have been sealed by his spirit, you're eternally secure. He gives us a guarantee of our inheritance. Listen to Romans chapter 8, verse 16 says, his spirit testifies with our spirit that we're his children. His spirit testifies with our spirit that we're his children. Now, in John chapter 4, verses 15 through 24, Jesus is talking to the woman at the well. Listen, he says in verse 15, the woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water. Jesus said to her, go, call your husband and come here. The woman answered him, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you're right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true. Now the woman said to him, sir, I perceive you're a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Folks, let me ask you this question. Are you someone that's trying to live a good Christian life, but you don't know anything about the power of the Spirit? Are you worried that you might lose your salvation because you don't understand the sealing of the Spirit? Have you been saved? Have you been sealed by the Spirit? 2 Corinthians 13, 5 says, examine yourself to see whether or not you're in the faith. Is Jesus in you? If you trusted him as your Savior and you're putting no faith in anything else, you put all your eggs in one basket, if you will, and that if you don't get to heaven by Jesus, you're not getting to heaven. The Bible says that God knows your heart and he seals you. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you confess the Lord, you acknowledge your sin, you know your need of a Savior, you ask him to do it, and you say, Lord, I'm trusting in nothing else, no one else but you to give me this eternal life. The Bible says when we do this, he knows our hearts and he seals us with his spirit as a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance. Oh, folks, as I travel around and I talk to Christians all around the country, and I a lot of times talk to older Christians, and I'll say, hey, if you died today, would you go to heaven? Too many church members, I'm not going to call them Christians because only they know and the Lord knows. Too many church members say, I hope so. Folks, 1 John 5:13 says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God that you may know that you have eternal life. Has God sealed you? Do you know that you have it? Let his word and his truth confirm it in your hearts. And I hope that you then would experience the joy and the peace of knowing that you're his. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.